104.1 HD1 WLBC, today's best music, and the 10-minute weather guarantee, 66 going 84, sun and clouds. It's a nice day for baseball. Let's play two. Come on, guys, make some noise. Game's not today. We got to wait a little bit for that. We're going to get to the birthdays and all that stuff in just a little bit, but we're going to get to Yorktown High School right now. Guys, make some noise. In the studio and live on the Facebook, too. And Coach P.J. Faulkner is here to say hi first. Coach, congratulations on the run so far.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you getting used to these interviews and stuff yet?
Not quite yet.
Okay. We'll come back to that in just a second. Introduce yourself, too, please.
Hi, Steve. Coach Jason King.
I got Jason blocked by a microphone stand here. He's right there if you're watching on Facebook. The first person to watch, by the way, is Tara Smallstig. I just thought you should, yes. We got videos. You got a love thing flying through the sky here. Coach, I asked you about getting used to the interviews and stuff yet. After the last game, by the way, you nearly gave fans heart attack or heart attacks. Did I read that right, for heaven's sake?
Yes, multiple heart attacks in both games. But fortunately, we ended up on top.
Yeah, win's a win. We love how that happens. Somebody was photobombing you or video bombing?
Well, that's what I heard after the fact. I had a couple of interviews, a video interview with a TV, a Fort Wayne station, and a couple other reporters. And I heard after the fact, I heard a lot of commotion behind me. But, of course, I didn't see what was going on. So I heard there were people behind me jumping up and down in the shot and showing off the regional championship a placard that goes on the trophy.
I saw one of the instigators that was photo video bombing you. He wouldn't come forward and do it just now. I mean, he's trying to be all, you know, on the down low and stuff, you know.
Well, the good thing is they earned the opportunity to have some fun that day.
Coach, you two have been working on baseball together for a long time, haven't you?
We have. I guess I didn't realize. We've been together 13 out of the last 14 years that Coach Faulkner's been a high school coach. So. Yeah.
Started the season 4-10, and then that all changed.
Yeah, we've kind of had a tough season and a great season all rolled into one. You know, we had a tough start. Obviously, we didn't play anywhere near as well as what we thought we would. We've battled through some injuries, and just we learned a lot about ourselves along the way, and fortunately we're able to find some answers and get things turned around.
It's all how you finish, though, and now it's one game, and that's all that matters.
Right, right. Obviously, it's something we talk about. Every high school baseball team talks about that at sectional time, that you know, at that point of the season, nobody has a record, and so it's just a matter of how you play. It's survive and advance, and we've been fortunate enough to do that.
Yorktown High School has got a lot to be proud of. There's not only the baseball fund, but there's also the softball team. And we got some golf going on in just a little while. Yeah,
hey.
Let's hear it for everybody. Boy, the Tigers are doing great in the spring sports here. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great spring for Yorktown sports and, you know, the baseball team in particular, on top of where we're at, having a couple guys drafted here in the last couple days, a couple former Tiger greats. It's, you know, it's a great time for Yorktown Athletics right now.
Yorktown is in studio. The softball team will be here tomorrow morning, and we're going to hear from every one of the guys between now and just after 8 a.m. They're able to hang out. I was told that you were promised breakfast. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know that part of the contract here, so maybe that'll be fixed up after you leave the building. I'm just saying. Coach, we talked about you guys being together. Mm-hmm. It's not just you two. I mean, there's a lot of coaches, and I assume the parents have a lot to do with all this. What's it like from a coaching standpoint to have the guys, the people you have together to lead these young men?
You know, the parents obviously do great things, and we have a lot of their support, but it's the coaching staff. It's Coach Greg Miller and Coach Austin Stout also that just really work tirelessly. We do it's not just a spring sport, Steve. It's you know, we have the off season training, and I know that the guys put in a lot of effort in the off season, which there's not really an off season.
Yeah, right.
It's go, but the entire coaching staff and superintendents and Yorktown administration also just do a great job as far as supporting us.
Coach Faulkner, okay, so the next opponent, okay? I've been told David versus Goliath. I don't like that because we're just gonna win the game, Yorktown.
Right.
Tell us.
Yeah.
tell us who you're gonna play and all that.
Well, we're playing Andrean, and they're ranked number one in 3A. And
one of the media. It's not a media.
You know, they lost their first game of the season. They've won everything since then, but. We don't really focus too much on that. We sectional championship, we played Guerin Catholic, who was ranked fifth in the state. And so for us, really, every week, every game, it's more about what we do and playing well, throwing strikes, playing good defense, and putting together good at-bats. And so really going into this week, we've got some good competition to play against. Obviously, they got a great pitcher and a lot of great players on that team, but it's just a matter of us continuing to play good baseball.
Yorktown High School baseball in studio. I told the guys in the background, if you're watching on Facebook, by the way, I told them, don't be quiet. Talk and chat and, do your deal. Make fun of the coaches, too, because they won't be able to hear you because they're concentrating on me. Oh, the rabbit ears. We've got the rabbit ears flying in. That's great. Okay, so game time is
1 o'clock on Saturday in Kokomo.
Kokomo, and then after that, when you win, what happens?
We would move on to state championship at Victory Field.
Oh, man. Anybody been to Victory Field? I don't know if you've seen that facility. It's pretty decent little place to play ball. It's fun stuff. Last thing is, before we move on to our next thing on the radio, the guys are all going to be introduced on the radio between now and just after 8 a.m., so hang on. The fact that you've only got one senior on this squad, I would think bodes very well for future and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Graham's been tremendous for us this year, and we're in a little bit of a different situation where a couple of years ago we made it to the regional championship. We had 10 seniors on that team. Mm-hmm. Last year we made it back there again and had 9 seniors. And so this year to get back there, only having the one senior, Graham's been tremendous for us this year, and he's coming off an injury from last year as well. But he's done a great job for us from a leadership perspective, and hopefully we can continue this thing for a couple more games for him.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely miss him. But the guys behind him, we feel good about the talent we have coming back next season as well.
Graham, come forward right now. Graham, up to the microphone. Come on. Rambo? Is that the nickname? I like
I
that.
Guess so.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So you want to keep it going, right? You want to keep this thing
rolling.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So what's your plans after graduation? You got some more baseball to play and stuff.
Of course. Tell Anderson us what, University.
All right, going to AU. Mm-hmm. Going to play ball and do great stuff there at Anderson University. I assume your family is happy that you're staying close to home.
Absolutely.
All right. Good. You want to do a shout out to any family, name drop here?
My mom, Suzanne, my dad, Mark, uh-huh. Grandpa, Kenny, my grandma, Mary, and my brother, Gabe.
Yeah, I didn't prep him for that at all, by the way. I pulled him up and made a senior leader right there.
Yeah. Oh, and my team, of course.
Oh, and your team, of course. All right. So here's the plan now. We're gonna have all the guys introduced in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to let the Facebook video roll, okay? We're going to use that microphone for Brian, who's going to help me with the birthdays and everything here. We're going to get to that right now, regular stuff, and then back to our interview with Yorktown High School. Did you ever play any baseball there, Brian?
I did not, no.
Did you play any athletics at all, Brian?
I lettered. That's all you need to know.
Lettered in what?
Lunch.
Graham is going to spin the birthday wheel in just a second, by the way. You will be trained on that. It's buried behind the Yorktown High School baseball team. Here's the birthday of the day, Marty Patterson.
Marty Patterson.
M-A-R-T-Y. Marty gets you 2,500 bonus points for prizes.
Emily Russell has a birthday today. Best wishes from Mom, Mike, and Scott.
Grambo! Grambo!
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Grambo! Come on, Grambo! I think he did better than you typically do, Brian. I think he just lettered in birthday wheel there. Did they get one of them? August. August is the month. They've even made a hole for us to see the birthday wheel. These guys are pretty skilled. August
18.
All right, if that's your birthday, August
18.
2899-5222 or 1-800-878-WLBC. Call now to win prize. August
18.
Okay, we're clear.
Good job, coaches. Cheer for the coaches.
Yeah. Woo! 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 I want to put the audio up on the Facebook feed for just a moment. Now we're just on Facebook Live. We're not on the radio now.
Hi, Facebook Live.
Who said uh-oh? How tall are... Come forward. Come forward. See, this is one of those things we can do on Facebook that we can't do on the radio. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Jeez. What position?
I'm a pitcher.
Okay, all right, good. So when you finish, when you follow through, are you like 6 inches away from the home plate?
Feels like it.
Good Lord. I threw out the first pitch at a Ball State game once. Two hopper. If you don't know what you're doing, me, and you're on the mound, and you're that's not a typical place to be unless you know what you're doing, it's really hard for somebody that doesn't know. When you're standing up on that raised spot, you know, and you're following through, I feel like I was going to fall on my face every time I threw the ball.
Yeah.
So, two hops. Have you ever seen anything worse than that?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of documented on video on YouTube, I'm sure.
So I can feel better about it being... Okay, good. Thank you very much. Okay. Tall guy back to the back of the room. This is the Yorktown baseball team right here. Let's hear it, guys. Come on. Come on. We're getting ready for another baseball game. Coach, you're ready to go here. You want to bring the team up and get them all to say hi?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do that. Okay, one by one, I'm going to back out of the way. They're going to come up to the microphone over here and say hello. Go ahead, guys.
Hello.
Good start. Good start. Great. Let's go with name and position, you know, for the baseball team.
My name is Ian Brumback, and I'm a pitcher only.
You have to get out of the way.
Dominic Catanzariti, pitcher in third base.
All right.
Shout out, Dad.
Shout outs are good, too. Feel free.
I'm Billy McNair. I'm a first baseman and a pitcher. Shout out to my dad.
All right. Good, good. Next up here for Yorktown.
I'm Jackson Taylor. I'm a middle infielder.
All right. Come on. Got the guns showing here.
Will Butts, I catch and play third.
All right. Somebody is typing to you.
That's right.
Gehrig Smallstig, catcher and outfielder.
Awesome, awesome. How's your knees holding up? Catchers, I always wondered how they could do that. Go ahead.
Miles Slattery, outfielder.
Yes. Your stretch.
Gabe Phipps, pitcher.
Yeah. Come on.
Evan Fockworth, shortstop and pitcher.
Okay, good. You know him.
I know him.
Robbie Hook, pitcher and third base. Yeah. Shout out, Mom!
And he's on his tiptoes there. Attaboy, good job.
Josh Stevenson, outfield.
Okay, come on up.
Sam King, second baseman.
All right, good, game face.
Jacob Pruitt, outfielder.
Come on.
Bodie Besser, catcher.
All right, Bodie.
Graham Reedy, anywhere they put me.
That's very, very true.
Parker Stinson, outfield. I'd also like to say happy birthday to my little brother, Joe.
Very, very nice. Happy birthday, Joe.
I can think of the best present for Joe just a little late. Maybe you could win another ball game. We'll get that done. Coach, I know you're thankful for all the support you've had through the season and backwards, too, but why don't you do your shout-out?
Sure, definitely. I think, first need to say thank you to our athletic director, Paul Heidenreich, and athletic secretary, Melissa Ritchie, just the support they give us and, do a lot to keep me in line and make sure I'm getting things done that they need. But, they've got their hands full right now with our sports teams doing as well as they're doing. But I really appreciate them, Principal Stacy Brewer, everyone in the administration, and then all of our fans. They've been fantastic, and it's just great to have so much support out there.
All right, let's keep it going, guys. Okay, come on. Yeah. All right, Yorktown High School Baseball live on LBC.